Hello, this is Cynthia J. Hickman, your proactive caregiver advocate. Our topic today is, when is hospice appropriate? Thanks for joining me today. The subject of hospice is an uncomfortable one. Why? Because losing a loved one up close and personal is hard. None of us have crystal balls giving us the inside scoop of life expectancies or how a life-limiting condition will complete our earthly existence. When I placed my mother in hospice, it was the most difficult decision I had to make as a caregiver. I knew it was the right one, but in my mind and heart, the thought of watching my mother slip away was hard for me to unravel from the personal side. Even with the financial plans in place, losing a loved one, and it's your mother, there's no words. Over time, however, the experience was calming, due in part to a caring and compassionate hospice nurse. It made the difference. So why have hospice conversations? I recently had a conversation with a dear friend of mine about placing her family member in hospice. What about this? What about that? She says. Will he suffer? Will he understand why I did it? Will I be in the room at the very moment? What if I have to go to the bathroom and come back and he's gone? These are real feelings, emotions, uncertainties, and fears. The first thing I shared with her is, you are brave, and it will be okay. It may not seem like it at the time, but you're all right, and it will be okay. And it will become clear over time. We never know how to feel or think when the end of life is upon us. In our family's case, there was no time for hospice talk due to a disruption of COVID-19. It was a horrendous demise. One you don't want to talk about or relive. Is the talk on hospice about the fear of death? Many individuals lose their faith and beliefs to guide them. I believe that it's a great start. Whatever or whoever fuels one's strength, it should be leaned upon. It is true, the two things we can count on most is death and taxes. So why not prepare for death by being proactive? And here's how. Start the conversation early with your family and your friends about life and death and organ donation. Have conversations about personal affairs and business affairs, including liquidations. Advanced directives can help the hospice conversation as well. Talk about your raw feelings. It is advantageous. But for sure, keep your loved one's wishes. This will make the conversation on hospice much more relaxed. Remember the goal of hospice. Is to be palliative, to help, to assist, to ease the suffering, and remove aggressive care that does not advance the curative outcome. As your proactive caregiver advocate, I'm here for you. Simply reach out. My website is www.cynthiajhickman.info. You take care, be well, and bye for now.